Yadam chapter 2, Mishnah 1. Natal liyade achas mishtifa achas. If a person wants to purify one hand only, so he doesn't want to wash both hands, he only wants to purify one hand for whatever reason. And so he pours water once over one hand. So yado tohara, his hand is pure, and adds in the commentaries, even if the vessel didn't contain a revis. A revis, about 150 mils of water. So we're going to see here, well, let's just do the next clause, lishtei yado. But if he wants to wash both hands, Mishtifa achas, with one pouring of water, Rabbi Meir, metame ad shitul merevis. Says Rabbi Meir that he has to use a revis of water, he has to use 150 mils of water. And this introduces us to a new concept when washing one's hands, and that is that if one uses 150 mils of water, he can just pour water once onto his hands, right? One, like rinsing. If he uses less than 150 mils, he's got to pour water twice onto the hand. The first washing, and then a second washing to wash off the water that he put over there. And this is in fact halacha. It's brought in the Shulchan Aruch 162:4. If you go look over there, you'll see that if you use a revis of water, even if you're washing for bread, right? If you use 150 mils of water, you only need to pour once. You don't need to pour twice on each hand. You only need to do that with less than 150 mils, which is an interesting halacha. Change of topic. Oh, no, it's not a change of topic. Nafal kikah shel truma. If a loaf of bread falls into the water. So after he's washed his hands with a revis, now that water, that revis of water, that's like, let's say it's in the basin or somewhere, and a loaf of truma falls into that, tahor, so it will remain pure. Because the water, if it's a revis of water, it's not going to make impure. The water's not going to become impure because it's a revis of water. Rabbi Yossi metame, but Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He declares that the loaf will be impure. He holds that the water, although it will purify the hands, the water will become impure. So there's a dispute over there. Once you've washed the hands, the water that's afterwards, does it become impure or not? The Tanakhama says it remains pure, the water. Rabbi Yossi says that the water after he's washed his hands becomes impure, even if you use a revis or more of water.